this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed . The simple message tonight is one word, and that one word is choose. Choose. God called Israel one day, and the Bible says that I call to record, meaning I have called heaven and earth to be my witness, that what I'm about to say may be verified by heaven and earth. And then God said to Israel, I want you to choose. I want you to make a choice. And the choice will be life or death. The choice, you only have two choices, life or death, or blessing or cursing. May I submit to your conscious mind tonight that many of the choices and many of the decisions in life are life and death decisions. Many of the decisions in life will determine your destiny. Many times, what we eat is a life or death choice. Many times, the job that we select is a life or death choice. And would you believe if I told you that many times the person that we marry can be a life or death decision? Amen and hallelujah. So therefore, God said, I want you to make a choice. And there are two choices now, life and death, blessing and cursing. Life is a multiple choice question. There are so many decisions that we have to make every day. Someone has calculated that the average individual make about 10,000 decisions each day. Someone has calculated that our minds and our brains make about 10,000 decisions every day. God called Adam and Eve one day and he gave them a choice. God said to Adam and Eve, of all the trees in the garden, you can freely eat. But the tree that's in the midst of the garden, the tree of good and evil, don't you eat of it. And the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. A life and death decision. You make the choice. Life is an accumulation of all the decisions that you've made. I want to say that again. I said life is the accumulation of all of the decisions that you have made. You are and I am where I am today because of the decisions I have made in the past. I am where I am today because of the decisions I made on yesterday, and I will be where I will be tomorrow because of the decision I make right now. And I want to impress upon our minds today to make the right decision. Begin right now to make the right decisions. Somebody said, well, Brother Gray, I'll make that decision when I get there. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. Well, sir, there may not be a bridge when you get there. Began making some decisions. Began making some plans right now. Make your decision, because where you end up and your destination will depend upon the decisions you are making right now. And the reason, listen to me very closely, the reason we ought to make the best decision and the most wisest decision is because many decisions are irreversible. Many decisions in life, you can't say, oops, I made a mistake. They will be with you for life. That's how serious and that's how critical many decisions are in life. And mama said, grandmama said, you make the bread, you're going to lie in it. Friends, some of the most sorrowful words that I hear many times is, I wish I had. I wish I had listened to mama. I wish I had listened to dad. I wish I had finished school. I wish I had done this. I wish I had done the right thing. I wish. A very sorrowful words. The question we want to raise tonight is this: how do I choose? There are multiple decisions tonight. I'm going to bet tomorrow you're going to be faced with many and multiple decisions, and for the rest of your life, you will be confronted with decision, major decision in your life, and we want to study tonight how we are going to make those decisions based upon the Word of God. How do I choose? How do I make the right decision based upon the Word of God? Let's look at the Word of God tonight. How do we make that decision? I want to look at the negative side first. Listen to this. Don't allow feelings to dominate your choice. Please write that down. Don't allow your feelings. I should not allow my feelings and emotions to dominate my choice, because feelings and emotions can be wrong sometimes. That's why the Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 25, there is a way that seemeth right or that feels right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I tell you, there are some decisions that feel right. There are some decisions in life that feel so good. But Solomon said, the way, it may seem right, but the end destination is the way of death. Everything that feels right is not right. Everything that feels right is not right. Your feeling, our feelings can fool us sometimes. So therefore, we must base our decision not upon feeling, but we must base our decisions and choices upon the Word of God. Don't, young people, allow your passion to make decisions for you. You know why? Because your passion can sometimes be crazy. Don't allow your feeling, don't allow the way you feel at the moment to make decisions for you. You make decisions based upon what is right and based upon what the Word of God says. And then, secondly tonight, don't allow riches to dominate your choice. Don't allow riches, don't allow money to dominate your choices and your decision in life. Somebody said, just show me the money. But what about your morals? What about the Word of God? What about your family? What about God? What about the church? And somebody says, I don't care. Just show me the money. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a serious mistake when all that you care for in making a decision is the money. Money will cause you to make the wrong decision in life. You remember Lot. Do you remember him? Oh, the Bible says that he and his uncle were sharecropping, and they were farming on the same land. And the Bible said there was a discrepancy between Lot and Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham came to Lot and said these words, "Let there be no strife between me and you, because we are brethren. I'm your uncle, you're my nephew, and we ought not be fighting like this." And the Bible says to Abraham said to Lot, "Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, I will take the right. If you take the right, I will take the left. But separate yourself. Choose your land. Choose what you want to be." And this is what the Bible says Lot did. He made a decision. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he did in verse number 10. "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar." You may have missed that. Lot chose the plain of Jordan. Why? Because the Bible says it was well watered. There was water. It was a moist land, and water meant crops, and crops meant money. So Lot made that decision with dollar signs in his eyes. And the Bible said later on, he pitched his tent toward Sodom. And Sodom was a wicked city. And you know the rest. You know how he lost his family, lost his wife, and you know the end result. But he made that decision with many signs in his eyes, because he was looking at the crops and he was looking at the money. He was looking at gold instead of looking at God. He was looking at fortune instead of looking at his family. He was looking at money instead of looking at morals. Lot made the wrong decision based upon riches. I tell you, if you make a decision based on money alone, you're going to make the wrong decision. You're going to make the wrong choice. If you make that decision based upon money and money alone. Then listen to this one. Don't allow the crowds to dominate your choice. I said, don't allow the crowds to dominate your choice. Honey, are you making a decision based on what the crowd is doing? I will guarantee you, if you're making your decision based on what everybody else is doing and the crowds are doing, I will guarantee you 99% of the time it's going to be wrong. Your decision, my decision, if we are men and women of God, should be based upon the word of God and not what the crowd is doing. Our decision must not be based on the crowd. Jesus said these words one day, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in therein. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it in." Jesus says, you look for the narrow way. You look for the narrow way. You look for the way that is least traveled. You look for the narrow path. And I tell you, the narrow way, there are not too many people traveling that way. You may be lonely on that path. path. You may be lonely in that way, but you're not. But Jesus said, if you're looking and you're traveling Broadway, it's going to lead you to destruction. If you're looking and you're following the Broadway and the wide gate, Jesus said, it's going to lead you to destruction. And he said, many are going down that road. The crowds are traveling that road, the Broadway. I tell you, friends, if you make your decision, if you got to check in with the crowds and the buddies and your buddies before you make a decision, brother, you're in bad shape. You got to check in with your friends and the buddies and your crowd, and before you make a decision, you're in bad shape, because our decision as people of God must not be made based upon the crowd. It must be made squarely upon the Word of God. And then tonight, as we hasten, allow God dominate your choice. Allow God to dominate the choices that you make in life. The Bible talks about Paul or Saul. You know his travel down to Damascus. He was going there to Damascus to put in prison some Christians. And the Bible said that God interrupted his travel. The Bible said that Paul fell from his beast. And the Lord asked, why are you persecuting me? The Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse number 6, and he trembled, talking to Paul, and was astonished and said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What a great question. What a great question for a man of God and a woman of God to ask. What a great question to make a sound decision. Oh, Lord, what would you have me to do? When you're going to make a decision, you better ask the question, Lord, what do you want me to do? You're going looking for a job? You ought to fall down on your knees and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Going to make a choice in life, you're going to make a major decision in life, you better fall down on your knees and say, Lord, what do you have? What would you have me to do? And I know if you're going to get married, you better ask the question, Lord, what you want me to do? Lord, who do you want me to marry? And when you call upon the Lord, and when you base your decision upon what the Lord says, you're going to make the right decision. Because the Bible says this, the Lord says this, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, said the Lord. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. When you make the decision based upon God's thoughts and God's ways, it's going to be the best decision you can make. I close with this tonight. One of the most important decisions that any of us will make is the decision and the choice of what God you're going to serve. Oh yes, there are a lot of gods, but only one God. You see, one day Joshua was living in a polytheistic world. There were gods all around him. And his brethren were serving the gods of their fathers. They were serving the gods of the Amorites. And they were serving the gods that their father served on the other side of the flood. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to choose to serve the Lord. That's my choice. You can serve who you want to serve. That's your choice, but my choice is I'm going to serve the Lord. What's your choice tonight? What kind of decision are you going to make tonight in reference to the God that you're going to serve? You're going to serve some God. Man is born, and it's innate within man to serve somebody or some God. But the question is, what God are you going to serve? What God are you going to serve? What is your choice tonight? I'm hoping and praying that your choice is the God of heaven, the Almighty God. And if that's your choice tonight, you can come to him by hearing his word, believing his word, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, and being baptized. You can come to him, and that's, if that's your choice, you have made the best choice in the world. If you've made that choice tonight, what's your choice? How are you going to choose? And the choice is yours tonight. Would you come tonight as we stand and sing the invitation song?
Oh, do not let